Hello, my name is Gabe. Welcome to Studio Classroom. I believe your English will improve today. Now, how do you like to organize your belongings or your things? And do you consider yourself an organized person? Well, the name of our lesson is Make a Little Space to Organize. So, of course, we have a couple of things we would like to talk about today. We'll learn about many things, but here's a couple of things that you can pay attention to. When to declutter. That's right, when should you declutter? And we're going to learn a little about sentimental items. All right, I believe you have your magazine open. Are you ready? Okay, good. Let's begin.
Make a little space to organize. Be ruthless about getting rid of stuff you haven't used in years, said Debbie Stanley, author of Organize Your Home in No Time. If you keep something, there'd better be a compelling reason. I had one client who was recently divorced who had a whole house of stuff crammed into a one-bedroom condo. What it came down to is he didn't want to accept that he was divorced and living alone, she says. Sometimes there are underlying issues that make reality hard to face.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点，我们看 ruthless 这个形容词。Ruth 是指怜悯 ，less 这个字尾是指没有，所以 ruthless 没有怜悯，就是指冷酷无情的。例如 ，The country's ruthless treatment of the captivated soldiers was condemned by other countries. 这个国家对战俘的无情对待被别国谴责。或者是 Larry's ex-girlfriend was hurt by his ruthless attitude. Larry 的前女友被他残忍的态度所伤害。接下来我们看的是 compelling 这个形容词。compelling 原本是 compel, C-O-M-P-E-L, 迫使或者是强迫这个动词的现在分词。当形容词在这里是指令人信服的或者是有说服力的。例如 The defendant's alibi is compelling evidence to prove her innocence.被告的不在场证明是证明他无罪强而有力的证据。Compelling 也指引人入胜的或者是扣人心弦的。例如 ,a compelling crime novel, 一部引人入胜的推理小说。
So Gabe, do you have a hard time getting rid of stuff? I mean, we're talking about being organized and... So what about you?
Do I have a hard time getting rid of things? Sometimes I do, because some things have sentimental value. I mean, there are emotions that are attached to certain items. I still have some stuffed animals that people gave me from a long time ago. You know, my sister gave me something or a friend gave me something. So yeah, sometimes it is hard to just get rid of stuff that I don't need.
Well, that is true.There are definitely some items that I have I wouldn't want to get rid of just because of what they represent or because of the person who gave them to me. They have sentimental value.
Or, you know, sometimes I'll look at something and it has no sentimental value, but I'll think, this is a really useful thing. Maybe I'll use it one day, but then I don't usually use those things. I don't know why I keep them.
Well, Gabe, have you ever met anybody who had maybe 7, 8, 9 pairs of black pants? And they hadn't touched maybe 6 of the pairs of pants in years and years and years, and yet they insist on keeping all 8 pairs of pants?
Yeah, because they think, maybe one day I'll wear that pair of pants. I'm like that too sometimes. So I go through my closet every once in a while and look at the clothes that I don't wear or haven't worn in a year or two,And I like to throw those clothes away or donate them to charity.
Well, let's get started here with our lesson. We see, be ruthless about getting rid of stuff you haven't used in years. And I know people that they just like to keep everything that was ever given to them, and they might not use something for years and years and years, and yet they still want to hold on to it.
Exactly. But this lady, Debbie Stanley, says be ruthless about getting rid of stuff, okay? So don't even think twice about it. Kind of be harsh with yourself. Just get rid of the stuff that you don't need. Well, she's the author of Organize Your Home, in no time. So in no time, that's part of the title of this book or this piece of writing. In no time, what does that mean?
Well, in no time just means very quickly or very soon. I often like to use this phrase when I'm talking to someone. I might say, I will be there in no time, so don't worry, I'll be there soon.
Or, I did my homework in no time today because I wanted to make sure I could go out to a movie with my friends. Think of some other way to use this phrase. Well, speaking of time, Rebecca, do you know what time it is right now?
It's twin time.
Yes, let's take a closer look at this phrase to get rid of something.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to A Closer Look Twin Time. I'm your teacher, Christina, and I'm your teacher, Serena. Today, we are going to take a closer look at the phrase, get rid of. When you get rid of something, it means to remove or throw away something unwanted. Let's take a look at our sentence from our article. Be ruthless about getting rid of stuff you haven't used in years, said Debbie Stanley, author of Organize Your Home in No Time. Do you have stuff from years and years ago and you never got rid of it? Maybe now is the time to get rid of it. All right, here is an example sentence. Jill, you should get rid of that old jacket. Now, why should Jill get rid of her jacket? Right, because it is old. Let's take a look at another example sentence. Jackie is going to get rid of her car because she is moving to Taiwan. Now, this doesn't mean she will throw her car into the garbage. In this case, Jackie can get rid of her car by giving it away or even selling it. I remember before I left America, I had to get rid of my car because I was moving to Seoul, Korea. I ended up giving my car to my brother. And 8 years later, he is still driving it. Well, friends, if you have something you want to get rid of, maybe you should. Maybe someone out there needs it more than you. Well, that's all for today. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, ladies. Well, continuing with our lesson, we read, if you keep something, there'd better be a compelling reason. I had one client who was recently divorced who had a whole house of stuff crammed into a one-bedroom condo. That's a lot of stuff, isn't it?
That's right. Now, this detail that this client was recently divorced is actually one of the reasons why they had all this stuff. As we read on here, what it came down to is he didn't want to accept that he was divorced and living alone. So, in a way, he didn't want to face reality. He didn't want to accept the truth about this. And so he preferred having all this stuff around him. It made him maybe feel like he wasn't alone.
Now, this phrase, it comes down to, is a very useful phrase for you all to practice. Here's another way that you can use this phrase. Eventually, the car you choose to buy comes down to how much you want to spend. So if you want to spend a lot of money, then you're going to buy a car that's more expensive. If you want to save money, buy a car that's cheaper.
That's right. It all comes down to your budget. So it comes down to, that means you recognize something as the most important thing to consider. Another example is, you can blame many things for your poor grades, but what it comes down to is your study habits.
Ooh, that's a very good example. Absolutely. If you want good grades, you're going to have to study, but you don't want to overstudy. I've done that before, too, and that affects my grades as well.
It's true. Sometimes You spend too much time studying, and you maybe need to get out and relax a little bit. It's good to have a balanced life, friends. Well, we continue here. This person didn't want to accept that he was divorced and living alone. Sometimes there are underlying issues that make reality hard to face. Now, an underlying issue is something that you cannot see on the surface. Maybe it's not obvious to everybody, but it's a deeper issue or reason.
Right. It's definitely something that's not obvious to everyone around. Now, here's an example or a way that you can use this particular phrase. You could say, I don't understand why Joey doesn't seem to handle correction very well. I talk to him in a very nice tone of voice. Huh. Maybe there are some underlying issues that he's having to deal with.
That's a good example. Or maybe you're at the office and there's someone new to your office, but your coworker doesn't treat this new person very well. Maybe the underlying issue is jealousy and insecurity. They're insecure around this new person because that new person is talented.
That's right. That's another great example, Gabe. And I'm sure that no matter what the work situation is like, you're going to deal with people who have underlying issues.
That's right. Well, friends, we do have more to learn about how to make more space and how to organize your life better right after this. Welcome back to Studio Classroom, friends. We're learning more about how to organize our homes. Now, sometimes we like to hold on to things that we've collected over the years. Even if we have lots of something, we like to keep it all instead of getting rid of some of it. Now, there are some interesting reasons for that. Sometimes there are underlying issues that prevent you from getting rid of the stuff that you just need to throw away. Well, what if there is a big emotional event in your life, like a divorce or someone that you loved passed away? Is that a good time to reorganize or declutter your home? Let's find out in our next section.
Make a little space to organize. If that's the case, the time to declutter isn't immediately after some emotionally jarring event, such as a divorce or a loved one dying or moving into a nursing home. Give yourself some time and emotional distance from the trauma. That's not a time when people tend to think clearly, Smith says. Don't fret. It isn't that sentimental items aren't allowed at all. Smith urges clients to stop deluding themselves that they must have something that no longer serves any practical purpose within easy reach. Move a sentimental few keepsakes someplace out of the way, perhaps in an attic, says Smith.
OK, 我们继续看 jar 这个动词。jar 当名词我们学过是指罐子，但它在这里是当动词，意思是指震动或摇动。注意它的过去式、过去分词还有现在分词都要重复字尾的 r 再加上 ed 或者 ing。例如 ,the impact of the car jarred his broken arm, 车子的冲击力震动到他骨折的手臂。或者是 the whole house was jarred during the earthquake, 地震的时候整个房子都震动起来。所以我们看的是 fret 这个动词 ,fret 是指烦恼或焦急，例如 don't fret, I'm sure everything will be just fine, 不要烦恼，我相信一切都会没事的。注意它的过去式、过去分词还有现在分词也要重复字尾的 t 再加上 ed 或 ing, 例如 Rose is fretting about not passing the entrance exam, Rose 正在担心自己过不了入学考试。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. Now remember, the time to declutter is not immediately after a jarring event, such as a divorce. It's okay to give yourself some time and space from the trauma.
However, the idea still remains that you want to be ruthless about getting rid of stuff you haven't used in years. Steve and Ken have something they'd like to share about this word and more in the Info Cloud.
Many English words have both positive and negative versions. For example, there are the word pairs clutter and declutter, important and unimportant, advantage and disadvantage.
But there are also many English words that exist only in a negative version. They have no positive partners because over time, the positive words disappeared.
Right. Like the word ruthless, an adjective meaning without mercy or compassion.
Centuries ago, ruthless's positive partner Ruth, meaning compassion, did indeed exist, and it was often used. We can see it used in a 17th century English poem, which reads, "Look homeward, angel, now, and melt with Ruth." Now, why exactly Ruth vanished while ruthless survived? No one can say.
Yes, the same thing can be said about wreck, R-E-C-K. Once a word meaning to care, to have regard for. Today, we're just left with its negative form, reckless.
Here's another lonely negative, disheveled, which means messy, most often in reference to someone's hair or clothing.
In this particular case, disheveled has no positive partner because it never existed, which is a shame. I think shoveled would make a great English word to praise neat and tidy-looking people. Ken, I have to say, you're looking very shoveled today.
Why, thank you, I guess. 许多的形容词，我们从它的字首或字尾能看得出那是负面的形容词。像字尾 L-E-S-S 表示没有，所以像 ruthless 一看就知道那是个负面的字。没错，它表示冷酷无情的。照理说，我们如果把它的字尾 less 拿掉，剩下的 ruth 就应该表示怜悯同情咯。其实在400年前 Ruth 曾经有这个定义，但不知道是什么原因，这个字就没有再被利用了。同样的 reckless 曾经有过 wreck 这个反义词，表示小心谨慎的，但是在今天只剩下 reckless 这个字，表示鲁莽的。当然并不是所有的负面形容词原本都有一个相对的反义词，像 disheveled 是衣冠不整的意思，但并没有 shoveled 这个字。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
You know, my dad can be pretty ruthless sometimes.
Gabe, that isn't a nice thing to say about your dad.
No, no, no. My mom's name is Ruth, and so when she goes away, he's ruthless. Get it?
Gabe, that's so funny.
Yeah,
Let's continue with our lesson here.
Okay,
that's not a time when people tend to think clearly. Exactly. After a jarring or traumatic event, people are not thinking clearly and it's hard to make good decisions.
But we read on here, don't fret or don't worry. It isn't that sentimental items aren't allowed at all, so they're okay to keep around. Smith urges clients to stop deluding themselves that they must have something that no longer serves any practical purpose. Let's take a look at a couple of things here. First, when you delude yourself, that's another way of saying you're lying to yourself.
That's right. You're trying to make someone believe that something is not true. Now, there's actually something else in this sentence that we'd like to talk about, and that is to serve a purpose. If something serves a purpose, that just means it's very useful in accomplishing a purpose.
Now, for example, my painting doesn't serve a practical purpose. It's just pretty. Or, I got these flowers. These flowers serve the purpose of an apology.
That's right. Well, right now, it's time for us to review the lesson with the editor's summary.
In organizing our spaces, we must be ruthless about what we haven't used in years and then get rid of it. You need a compelling reason to keep something like that. Recognize that sometimes there are jarring emotional events that cause us to resist getting rid of things, and decluttering right after such an event is not a good time. Give yourself time to get over the emotional trauma of a death or someone moving into a nursing home. Don't fret. You can keep some sentimental items by putting those keepsakes in an out-of-the-way place.
All right, now it's time for a game. We'll call this game Good Guess. And of course, with every game, we need contestants, right? Well, today our players are all the way from...
Zhongshan Girls Senior High School.
Excellent to have you. We have Vivi over here next to Rebecca. And of course, we have Daphne. And welcome, Nicole. All right, how do we play this game? We have chosen three words from today's lesson or yesterday's lesson. Now, two of our players will take turns describing a word to the third player. Now, then the third player will have a few seconds to guess what that word is. And everybody will have a chance to be a guesser. And friends, if you're watching by TV or listening by radio, you can play too. See if you can guess these words. All right. The first word is, here we go, ladies. Here's the word. Now, can you describe it for us, Nicole?
You wear it.
Oh, simple. Good.
You need to wash it if it is dirty.
And what do you think this word could be?
Clothes.
Clothes. Is that correct?
You wear clothes. You wash them if they're dirty. Yes, I believe that word is from our lesson. Very good job.
Good job.
Come on over here. Come
High
on
five.
Over here.
Okay. Come on over.
Now it's your turn, Daphne. This next word is... Okay. Are you ready?
It's a place in your house.
Place in your house.
You sleep in there.
Ooh. What could this be?
I guess it's bedroom.
A bedroom.
Is a bedroom a place you can sleep in your house? Mm-hmm. Yes, it certainly is.
Good job.
Okay, one more. Nicole, it is your turn. One final word. Here's the word. All right, are you ready?
You don't want it and you throw it away.
Good.
Sometimes it's stinky.
What could this word possibly be?
Trash.
Trash. Is it trash?
Is it trash? Well, yes, that word did appear in our lesson, and sometimes it is very stinky. Very good job, ladies. Clothes, bedroom, trash. Friends, I know you guessed the correct answers, too. That is all the time we have for today. We'll see you next time right here at Studio Classroom. Goodbye.